Nothing lasts forever. No one lives forever. The flower that fades and dies. Winter passes and spring comes. Embrace the cycle of life that is the greatest love. Go beyond fear. Go beyond fear. Beyond fear takes you into the place where love grows. When you refuse to follow the impulses of fear, anger, and revenge. Beyond means to feel yourself.
Welcome to the True Purpose Development Show with your host, Dr. Princess Odelia, the Queen of Inspiration.
Well, welcome, welcome, welcome to the True Purpose Development Show. I am your host, Dr. Princess Odelia. And again, I'm so excited to be back this season. I'm back with a new flavor, no limits, no restrictions, just keeping it real, 100 grand and giving you the food for the soul, mind, spirit, and body. It's Christmas Day, so I want to say Happy Kwanzaa, Happy Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to every last one of you. And I am so grateful to have you here today. Today we're going to be pretty laid back, but we're also going to talk about that thing called depression. Yes, that thing called depression. We're going to talk about that today. And we are going to talk about it from a perspective of reality, joy, my story I'm going to share with you. And we're going to get down to the nitty-gritty because you know what? It's something when you're going through depression. It's not a joke. And it's really, I believe that so many people suffer from depression and don't know how they got there, kind of like they rolled into it. And we're going to talk about that thing called depression because it definitely is an area that can help you, and it also hurts you. And so it's important for us to gain some clarity, knowledge, and peace, and enlightenment regarding this thing called depression. Okay? So I want to thank you. Why don't you get on the phone with your neighbors and friends. Call your neighbors and friends and have them to tune in right now to the show with Dr. Princess Odelia. We're going to have some great music. The next second half of the show, it's going to be a celebration with me because today we're going to talk about when it's important for you to not care. That part right there, because it is. It's a time that you really to just not care about certain things, and you should just press on. So we're going to talk about all that great stuff, okay? So last week I played my song, Nicki Minaj, because I'm back, and this moment for life, I want to keep it forever, and we're going to do that, okay? All right, we'll be right back after this.
I fly with the stars in the skies. I am no longer trying to survive. I believe that life is a prize, but to live doesn't mean you're alive. Don't worry about me and who I fire. I get what I desire, it's my empire. And yes, I call the shots, I am the umpire. I sprinkle holy water upon the vampire. In this very moment, I'm king. In this very moment, I slay Goliath with a sling. This very moment, I bring, put it on everything. That I will retire with the ring, and I will retire with the crown. Yes, no, I'm I'm not lucky, I'm blessed. Yes, clap for the heavyweight champ, me. But I couldn't do it all alone. We, Young Money raised me, grew up out in Paisley, Southside Jamaica, Queens, and it's crazy. Cause I'm still hood, Hollywood couldn't change me. Shout out to my haters, sorry that you couldn't phase me. Ain't being cocky, we just vindicated. Best believe that when we done this moment, we'll be syndicated. I don't know, this night just remind me of everything they deprived me of. Put your drinks up, it's a celebration every time we link up. We done did everything they could think of. Greatness is what we wanna bring up.
That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. 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 That I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. This is my moment.
Drop down to your knees. Your money, the mafia, that's where the love sees. I'm in the Dominican, Big Papi Ortiz. Doing target practice, all these bitches just aiming to please. Shout out to the CEO, 500 degrees. Shout out to the OVO, Red Wings and Fatigues. Ah, niggas wanna be friends, how coincidental. This supposed to be our year, we ain't get the memo. A young king, pay me a gold. 40 got a bunch of weed, he ain't even rolled. These niggas be dropping tones, they ain't even cold. Weezy on top and that nigga ain't even home yet. Yeah, be very afraid. These other rappers getting bodied and carried away. Fucking me and Nicki, they getting married today. And now you bitches that be hating can catch a bouquet. Ooh, yeah, you a star in my eyes. You and all them white girls, party of five. Are we drinking a little more? I can hardly decide. I can't believe we really made it, I'm partly surprised. I swear, damn, this one for the books, man. I swear this shit is as fun as it looks, man. I'm really trying to make it more than what it is. Cause everybody dies, but not everybody lives.
I can have this moment for life. For life. For life. In this moment I just feel so alive. I have become alive. I wish that I could have this moment for life. For life. For life. Cause in this moment I just feel so alive. 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 I wish that I could have this moment for life.
Welcome, welcome. Happy holiday, everybody. Happy holiday. I am so glad to be here on this day. I don't think I've ever done a show on a Christmas day, but I think this is a wonderful day to do a Christmas show. We're going to talk about depression tonight. Yes, and I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and you are listening to the True Purpose Development Show. And here, as the queen of inspiration, I'm here to send you joy, peace, understanding, clarity. And I want to help you through the journey as the author of the book, Pregnant in the Spirit, How to Birth a Life of True Purpose. It is definitely my life's true purpose here on the True Purpose Development Show to help you realize your life's true purpose, make it through the journey, okay? Because the journey is something else. It's scary, it's dark, and it's ugly. I know. But you can make it. I know you can. And guess what? That thing called depression happens to be one of the major, major symptoms of that comes along with the journey, believe it or not. So we're going to talk about that thing called depression, and I'm going to share my story with you as it has been a journey. It has definitely been a journey, and I know that so many people are going through it, especially during this time of year. So we're going to have some fun. We're going to listen to some music. We're going to talk about this thing called depression. I'm going to give you some nuggets that you can take away and some ways to heal as you go through your healing process. Let's talk about that. And I'm excited about it. I'm looking forward to 2023. Before we get into the show, I just wanted to let you know that I am looking forward to 2023 because here on the network, as today, this is going to be the first time, I believe, that I'm going to share with you on this, in this season. I'm going to give you a gift today in conjunction with us talking about that thing called depression. My surprise gift to you today is I'm going to give you the recipe for discovering exactly why you're here. That big question. The big question that, you know, most people ask, of course, is the question that we need to ask ourselves, because that's the key to true happiness. Knowing your true purpose and operating in the lane of your true purpose is how you're going to discover true happiness. So I'm going to give you a gift tonight from me to you, and it is the gift of the true purpose. And you're going to find out what it is. And I went into 2023 wondering, why am I here? I don't know why I'm here. You know, that's one of the major reasons that people are depressed today. They're depressed because they don't know who they are. They don't know where to start this whole thing, how to get it done. And it brings them into the situation of depression. Depression is also one of the key, I should say, it's one of the things that you would go through almost inevitably once you say yes to your journey. You can go through it. Now, it depends on knowing it's more than half the battle. So we're going to talk about that. I'm going to give you some real things, okay? We're going to talk about some things that you may eat that are contributing, some habits that you may have that you may not understand how relevant your habits are as it relates to the depression that you're experiencing. Isn't that a thought? All right, so before we get started with that, let's start off with some Jolly Jaws, because we're going to have music all throughout tonight. I know that many of you are sitting down with your family and your friends, and you're having your good food. I know me. Well, we're celebrating Kwanzaa this year. Don't ask me about it. I don't even really know about it. My husband said he was celebrating the Kwanzaa. And I'm like, okay, that's what we're doing, because I haven't really been into the Christmas thing for some years, not in the way that I used to be. Again, college is flowers. So before we get started with the show, talking about that thing called depression, I'm going to give you your surprise gift of what you need to do exactly to find out what your life's true purpose is. You would not have to wonder. You would not be going into 2023 wondering, as I said before. So get on the phone, call all of your neighbors and friends, even your enemies, because they deserve inspiration as well, and get them on the line, because we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to have some fun. And to kick it off, we're going to hear the Christmas Jingle by Yours Truly and Lonnie McNair. Okay? All right. We'll be right back after this. Purpose Development Show, and I am your host, Dr. Princess Adelia, and it's Christmas time, so yes, I want to know, do you love me at Christmas time? Well, wonderful. It's been so much going on this year, so much going on, period, all over the world. So many things happening, and although today is very happy for a lot of people, I know that there is a lot of suffering, very cold days, and it's just a lot going on. And so today I want to talk about that thing called depression. We're going to talk about that thing called depression. But we're also going to talk about one of the major reasons that I know that a lot of people go through depression, and that is the journey. This journey of life, the journey that it takes to go to the next level in our life, there's a lot of suffering. There is, as I describe in the process of spiritual pregnancy, as the journey to your life's true purpose, there are some specific periods that I identify in the book Pregnant in the Spirit. And I describe it as spiritual pregnancy in four periods in the first edition. And so in this book, it talks about in the conception aspect of finding out that you want to go to another level. You know there's another level for you to go, and you're not sure how to get there. But that experience, that desire, that yearning that burns inside of us is described in my book as the first period, and it's called conception. Most people find themselves in this space, and when they find themselves there in this space of yearning for more, there comes this anxiety a lot of times, and the overwhelming sensation and feeling that I don't know what I want to do, because some of us are like we are the jack of all trades, and with us being the jack of all trades, okay, It's very difficult. It's not just so easy for you to come up with, oh, this is where I want to be, and this is what I want to do in life, because everything sounds good. All the commercials and all the opportunities of being your own boss and making your own money, it all sounds so fabulous. However, you find yourself in a dark place, because you don't know exactly what it is that you should do. So, discovering your true purpose is critical, it's essential, and it is our responsibility, because that's the reason that we're here. That's why we're created. So, what many of us have done and have been conditioned to do is to follow suit to whatever man has said. This whole go get a job, go to school, get your degree, buy the white picket fence house, and live happily ever after. Get married, get some children, and eat at the table at 6 o'clock, and do this for 40 years or 30 years, and then retire. And voila, a lot of people die as soon as they stop working, not long after, because they have nothing else to do. In this experience of trying to discover who we are, there's also this sensation that so many of us have, and that sensation is to do what somebody told us to do. Do what makes money. We just want the money, baby. All about the Benjamins, baby. Right? Well, no, it's not. People chasing the almighty dollar, and they think that that's going to make them happy. And then enough news out there tells us today that that is not the thing that makes you happy. It really isn't. Okay? That's not what's going to make you happy. You can't find happiness in the money. I always say if you are chasing money, then trust and believe, figure it out, the money is running, right? That's why you're chasing it. It's not going to bring you happiness. What brings you happiness is to discover, not only to discover why you are here, but to get in your lane, okay, so that you're not off balance, right? So that first period comes along, the first experience of desire, strong desire comes along. And then after you have a strong desire, at some point, there's this awareness of what you're supposed to do. Many of you have not experienced that. So I'm going to tell you right now in this part before we continue, I'm going to tell you what you can do. And I've received a lot of testimony, including myself as first testimony, but a lot of testimony from people all over the world by taking me these easy steps. First, so this is my gift for you today. So you might want to get on the phone, call your neighbors and your friends, and tell them that I'm here to help them. It's going to be the best gift that anybody ever had gotten. I'm going to tell you my whole story about Christmas and the whole thing. I don't get into it like that. Haven't for some time, over 20 years. But, yeah, we'll talk about that in a minute. So here, this is you need to get your pen and paper because you're probably going to write this. You're going to want to write this state, this affirmation down. All right, so what you're going to say is, God, whatever your desire is regarding my life, let it become strongly my desire. I'm going to say that again. That whatever your desire is regarding my life, let it become strongly my desire, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. Okay, so when you say that, but you've said, and I always end it with, and it is so. I say amen, and it is so. So many, you know, some of you are really becoming more knowledgeable of the power of words and history and things of that nature. So you may or may not want to say amen, but it's the same thing it means, and it is so. Okay, so I want you to remember that. Play the show again. I want you to write that down. Now, here's the deal. Once you've done that, you're going to have a feeling. Some of you will feel it instantaneously. There will become an experience of peace in your soul. Literally. You will feel that. Okay? And when you feel that, yes, it's exciting. Because there's this knowing that comes inside of you. When you feel that knowing inside of you, good. I want you to sit down, be still, and don't move too fast. Because what you're going to do then are a few things. You're going to do this consistently on a daily basis. You don't have to pray this prayer again. Because that prayer, that is actually an affirmation and also a declaration. You don't have to pray it again. You can just let it go, okay? But when you get it, then I want you to listen. It's going to come inside of you. You don't have to say, when is it coming? When is it coming? When is it coming? It's going to come inside of you. There's going to be a voice inside or audible. And you'll feel guided to do this or that, whatever it is. Most likely it's going to be something that you probably can't do. And that's the point, that you can't do it by yourself because it's beyond you. It's completely beyond you, okay? Now, once you have gotten experience of the knowing inside of you, I want you to be happy, and then I want you to take one day at a time. One day at a time. I want you to write down every day. You just put it out there, God, what do I do today? What do I do today? And you take one step at a time each day. And I am telling you that what you're going to feel inside of you, you're going to feel joy. You're going to feel a peace that passes all understanding, trust me. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. All right? So that's it. Like, literally, it's that simple. And I would love to hear you reach out to me on your social media, on Facebook, Dr. Princess Adelia, on Instagram, on TikTok. Just Google me. And I'm telling you, you are going to feel a change. So that's my gift for you today. And when we're going to listen to some more music. Like I said, today you're listening to the True Purpose Development Show. We're going to talk about that thing called depression. And then we're also, I just gave away your gift. The gift of life. Just a few weeks ago, we had a very special guest on the True Purpose Development Show. And he came as he was inspired because there were some deaths. He lost some loved ones. And in losing the loved ones to suicide, He actually made a CD, and it's a Choosing Life CD. So I want to play that for us today, and we'll be right back after this brief commercial and song, Choose Life.
Welcome to the Moment of Inspiration. I'm Dr. Princess Adelia. Listen. Life throws you a ton of balls. You must decide which ones you'll catch. There are many of you that are holding on to things that you should let go. Not only such tangible things like relationships, cars, houses, and jobs, but also the intangible things in your life, like negativity, depression, hurt, adverse perspective, your thinking, poverty. Life gives us choices. The choice to hold or release, change or not. I invite you today to make a choice to hold or grab hold of the ball of happiness, openness, joy, prosperity, positive thinking, and the like. The other ones, well, I suggest that you drop them like a hot potato. Let's start right now. Simply, I want you to declare, I am happy, and I denounce depression. I am open to receive truth, and I denounce deception, and so on. Are you ready? It's your choice. This is your moment of inspiration with Dr. Princess Adelia, here with a mission to help you birth a life of true purpose. Are you fit for the journey to true purpose? Well, knowing is way more than half the battle. So I invite you to visit spiritualpregnancy.info, bountifulgroup.com, and princessadelia.com. Thanks for listening, and I love every little one of you.
Both good and bad days. So don't fix those temporary problems in permanent ways. Permanent ways. Hang tight and don't give up. Don't cave to the pain when darkness comes. Just know we all have to play. Both good and bad days. Rules of the game. Don't give up. Don't cave to the pain. Gotta give it time to get better again. Yeah, true that, life can be cool, but you gotta stay with it for a better you. No, it doesn't really matter which one or who, reach out for some help, people care about you. How you live your life, ain't by wrong or right, it's about the choices you make to choose life.
We all have to pay, both good and bad days, so don't fix those temporary problems in permanent ways.
Just know we all have to say, both good and bad days, rules of the game.
folks coming back. No, they ain't really real. Don't have the stupidity affecting how you feel. They don't even have courage to give up their real names. So why harm yourself over anything they say? The real way to win is for you to do you. Don't let their lies matter when you know the truth. If you're feeling lonely, not how it has to be, call a friend or loved one when you feel like you're in need. Suicide is a choice when there's no way. It's the wrong choice, not a cure for the pain. Your life is too precious to throw away. Just hold on, things will get better again. We all go through tough times and need help. You don't have to go through it by yourself. There's no shame, you can't cure it yourself. Find a professional, protect your mental health.
We all have to pay both good and bad days. But don't fix those temporary problems.
No, no.
Permanent ways. Hang tight and don't give up.
Don't
care through the pain when dark is done. Just know we all have to pay. Both good and bad days.
Again. You'll get way more out of life than your death will ever give. Whatever you hope to give, you'll get more if you live.
We all have to pay both good and bad days. So don't fix those temporary problems in permanent ways. Hang tight and don't give up. Don't care through the pain when dark is coming. Just know we all have to pay both good and bad days. Look up again.
We all know that life can be cruel, but don't let it make you harm you. Don't you harm you. We all know that life can be cruel, but don't let it make you harm you. Don't you harm you.
That is such a beautiful song. That is such a beautiful song. And that was by artist, producer, D.Y. McDaniels. He was just on the show a couple of weeks ago. And we really appreciate him giving that wonderful piece. You know, just in this past week, past couple of weeks, there's been a lot going on, and in this year, there were some deaths and suicides. We just heard Twitch recently of how he took his life. I'm not here to talk about if he did it, if he didn't do it. What's important to know is that thing called depression, it can happen to any of us, and I know we know this. I went through it. I've been away from the scenes for quite a while now. It had been some years. And in that time that I was away, I experienced depression. And as I tried to rationalize why or how I ended up in that situation, like how could I go through depression, me being so happy, I was so happy, like, how could this happen? I found that in the midst of me being in company of people that did not understand me or did not understand me and did not appreciate me, and I know there are a lot of people who go through things like this, like you're in areas, in whether it's family, whether it's friends, where you're not celebrated, but you're tolerated, and there's a certain energy that comes with that. A lot of times we find ourselves in these spaces where we, even subconsciously sometimes, find ourselves spreading ourselves too thin. And I've been guilty of that, of spreading myself very thin. And in the midst of doing that, I found myself being so far away out of my lane. Have you ever given to the point that you're completely out of your lane? Meaning, out of the way I usually do me. And the way I usually do me is, the way I do me is focused. I've always been focused on my true purpose. that has been my mission. That's why I breathe. That's why I live. And what makes me happy is making others happy. What makes me happy is to do that. But I found myself so far out of my lane, even to the point where I put myself in an area where I was literally trying to please others. And I couldn't believe that, because at some point I knew that I didn't have time, or I knew, well, gosh, if I really focus on me, it's going to be some mad folks around here. If I really did me, is what I would say. But I really wanted to say no. I didn't say no, and I did things anyways that I really didn't have time to do, because I am usually focused on me, but in this period of time, I did not. And at some point, trying to do it all, getting into this mode where I wanted to do everything, every solitary thing, well, it took me off my mojo. And one day, after running myself ragged, I woke up, and I'll never forget the morning that I said to myself and out loud, I'm depressed. I found it very hard to believe, because I'm not that one, right? Well, I was that one, and I went through it. And getting out of that is a major challenge. I understand now how a person can go through depression and actually feel like they want to end it. Like thinking to themselves that it's better. Because for me, I thought it crossed my mind one day, because it was so hard to even in all of the positive affirmations I was giving myself. When you're feeling down and depressed, you don't feel like saying affirmations, okay? It doesn't come so easy. A lot of times we pick up habits. I picked up habits, and I know that some of you may have picked up habits. Started smoking cigars, I mean, on a daily, like, it was crazy. I did things that, in the midst of me wanting to be better, I found myself causing myself to sink in a hole that was much deeper. It was like quicksand. And I didn't want to wake up. I wanted to, because I had children, and I thought about them, and that was the reason why. And then I thought, well, I don't want to kill myself. However, the thought crossed my mind that maybe my mission would be better, or maybe that's it. Maybe I'm going to die in this process. It literally crossed my mind that maybe I'm not going to be here. Maybe, you know, the gift that I have of transformation, maybe that will just go to other people when I die. So I get it. I truly get it. People have a lot to say about this thing called depression. Oh, they were happy, and they were jumping up and down, and they were this and they were that. Okay. It may be. But when you're feeling depressed, you go back and forth. It's for those who are really pushing to go beyond that experience of depression. You find yourself, some days you're happy, some days you're not. Some moments you're sad, some moments you're not. You find yourself responding to triggers more than anything, so you stay in your head, and you're constantly going on and on and on and on in your head about the thing that actually makes you depressed. And before you know it, you've spent an hour or two in your head telling yourself that you're not depressed, or even sulking over the fact that you're depressed. You just can't believe it. I mean, it's a roller coaster. So then what do you do? One, this knowledge is very important for you to understand. You're not alone.
And two, you would not be given anything that you cannot, that you are not able to bear. God would not put anything on you too hard for you to bear. So what I'm going to invite you to do in those moments that you find yourself completely thwarted and in your head and really there in the head, stuck in that space, I want you to say stop. I want you to say stop it. I am not depressed. I am not depressed. I am happy. I am joyful. I am whole. And although you may feel as though you're not, you are. When you find out what it is that you're supposed to do, because it's going to come to you, I want you to get excited like I said before. And then what I want you to do is say to yourself every day, I am happy, I am whole, I am okay. I'm good. I am so good. And I want you to allow yourself to feel it. I want you to write down, and you're gonna do this, you're gonna write down a few things, what your vision is. Whatever your vision is, you're gonna write it down. And you're going to, there's going to be sentences. It's not going to be a lot. You're just going to write the sentences, okay, that of vision. It's like, I am a teacher. When you get, I am a scientist. When you get the knowing inside of you of what you're supposed to be doing, I then want you to take that moment to write down your vision, okay? Well, before then, you're going to write down your vision, but I want you to picture each item. I want you to, in your mind, you're going to picture each thing, each vision item that you have on your list, okay? And the vision that you have written down on your list, okay, you're going to vision it. I like to say, imagine yourself in a room full of canvases. Your vision cannot be taken by anyone. No one can take your vision. You're the only one that can discard or choose not to go through with your vision. But no one else can. Okay? So in this experience that you have, where you are going to be pretty much enjoying life, and you're going to write your vision, you're going to get excited, you're not going to worry about what you don't have to fulfill it, you're going to treat it just as if you were in a car, and you get in your car, and you never, you know the engine works, you bought it to work, you expect it to work, you get in the car, and you drive off. That's how you're going to write your vision. You're not going to worry about how the stuff is going to come to pass. You're not going to even think about it. You're just going to write it down, and then you're going to go there in your mind. You're going to fixate your mind on each line item that you've written about your desire. Because your true purpose is, in fact, that burning desire inside of you. It's what makes you tingle. And I need you to feel that. I need you to feel that. I need you to hold on to that. And again, we're talking about that thing called depression. I need you to hold on. And we're also talking about one of the main things that happen when you're on the journey is depression, okay? When you're on the journey to your fulfillment of your life's true purpose, depression is it. Because, yeah, after that conception and you get that feeling of what it is that you're supposed to do, things happen in the universe because you're going to say yes. And when you say yes, it's like fireworks everywhere. It's like, oh my God, this person consciously said yes to their purpose. And your soul is like so happy because it can't believe that it actually has a spirit being that's paying attention. It's exciting. So once you write it, write your vision, make it clear. These little line items, you're going to write them down, and then you're going to come back to it every day. The vision you will come back to every day, and you're going to be happy about it. You're going to write down everything that you are desiring, and you're going to get excited. And I'm telling you, whatever you have written down, it will come strongest to you. That is what you are supposed to be looking towards. Sometimes there's multiple things for us to do. Yes, it is. But they come in time. So it's important for you not to move emotionally, even if it comes to you that you're going to be a teacher. If your spirit is not guiding you to go to school, then guess what? You're not going to school. You're probably just going to end up falling into that role. I fell into the role of being an educator and starting at a college. I had no plans of any of that. I was a project manager at Ford Motor Company in engineering. And I planned on just retiring from Ford. And God said otherwise. So I'm very grateful for that. And I'm grateful to give you this gift. Now, when it feels like you go into a direction that doesn't seem right because it doesn't feel good to you, let me give you a little newsflash. A lot of this journey will not feel good to you. But it will be up to you to maintain your happiness. It will be up to you to stay focused on what the Spirit has called you to do. Period. Let's listen to Happy. We'll be right back after this. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And we're talking about that thing called depression and how it relates to the journey. How we can overcome it. Okay? When we come back, we're going to talk about the perspective, how that influences depression, and how that will also influence your healing. We'll be right back after this. All right. I'm not sure what's going on, but I don't think the music is playing. It's on. The volume is loud. Sometimes you can hear it on this side, but I don't think you guys are hearing it. So we're not going to, and my whole play button has just disappeared. So we're not going to worry about it. So there we go. I think that's it. Okay. Well, don't worry. We're not going to worry. We were going to play Happy by Pharrell, but that's not coming in now. I'm not sure, but we're going to keep moving. Okay. So, talking about the journey, how did you get here, but we're talking about one of the sure signs that people experience while going through the journey of, I describe as spiritual pregnancy, as you are going through the journey to realizing your life's true purpose. The very first sign, after there are four periods, and in the first period, we talked about the conception. I know there's something else that I want to do. That feeling of, I know that there's something else that I want. There's more for me to do. And then after there's more for me to do, we talked, I gave you the prayer. I gave you the prayer that it is for you, putting that out there for God to help you. God, whatever your desire is regarding my life, let it be strongly my desire, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. So after you say that, you're going to let it go. You're not going to ponder it. You're not going to worry about it. Everything will come to you. And when it comes to you, it is up to you to say yes. All right? Just say yes. But in that process, yes, it is very tough for a lot of people because right after that, after you say yes, things start happening. You wonder if you did the right thing because things start crumbling in your life. It is a very sure sign that you are on the right path. You're not on the bad path. You're on the right path when things get chaotic like that. Trust and believe. It gets chaotic and you're okay. Okay? So, after you have, after you've done all that you could do, did all that you could do, it is important for you to meditate every day or whatever you do spiritually to get connected, to stay connected. It is important for you to do that every day. And once you've done that every day and you stay there in that space daily, you will always get direction. It's important for you to slow down and listen because, and not to assume that whatever it comes to you to do, not to assume your own path. Assume your own path. But to take one day at a time and ask, what am I to do in this moment now when it feels ugly? This is going to be a lot of communication. A lot of communication spiritually. Okay? But you've got this. You totally have this. No matter what it is that you are going through, I want you to know that you're going to make it. And you're literally going through the process that it takes to fulfill your life's true purpose. A lot of people are. Now, after you've written down now, your assignment is to write down your vision. Write down what it is that you are desiring. Write that down and then create the vision, and I call it the mind movie. I've heard people call it the mind movie. I call it the visions, and, you know, put it in your mind and every day go back to it. You have to, the key is the feeling. So I need you to feel as if you have attained everything that you've desired to attain. And know that you're going to be taken care of in this process. Just know that you will be taken care of. I don't know, they say, I don't know what you come to do. All right, so we're moving on. First of all, happy holiday to every last one of you, for those of you who are going to be celebrating Kwanzaa. Happy Kwanzaa to you. This is a beautiful day. It's a beautiful season, and my heart goes out to all of those who are suffering, dealing with the bad weather, whatever it is that you may be going through, just know that I vision healing for you. Okay, we're having some technical difficulties. I can't seem to get into the switchboard. So as I wanted to play music tonight and do all of that great stuff, it doesn't seem like I'm able to get in there. Something is happening. We're having some technical difficulties there. So as soon as we can figure this out, we'll get back to the music. But until then, you've got me. You've got me. And I want you to know, in this experience, let's continue to talk about this process of spiritual pregnancy because it's very important. Spiritual pregnancy is this journey, this blind journey. First period, I call it the letting go period. In the first period, you may lose. God begins to situate you in a way in your life where you can definitely move forward with great success to complete this journey. But in that first period, there are things that are connected to you that must be removed. It may be a house, a car, a job, a marriage, a relationship. Whatever it is, your life will assume the position. And in that process of positioning, it is a period where a lot of times people question and they want to know, why am I here? Why is all of this happening to me? And people assume it to be negative when it's not negative. It's just the journey, you being positioned for success. And the key is for us to let go in this first period. And once you let go, stop fighting. Well, God, you know, you blessed me with this, and now you're taking it. How dare you? And then life says to us, well, it was only temporary. All of it's temporary. So, yeah, I'm going to take that because that is a piece that you don't need right now. So once you've gone through whatever you've gone through and you've actually let go, stop hoopowering and screaming and being mad at God, but you actually let it go. And once you do that, you'll take a breath. You'll take a breath. But then what you experience oftentimes after that, in the next period, I call it listening and following instructions. If that's not a tough one. The tough one is you're listening and following instruction, following, i.e., your intuition, Holy Spirit, Spirit of God, however you call it. God's not tripping. But once you say yes, and then you let go, you feel a burst of energy, you're excited, oh God. But a lot of times in this next phase, a lot of people take off running with their own plan. Ta ta ta. No, 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 you got to slow down. Come on back to the drawing board and dug in. What do we do? Meditate, we escape, go to our vision rooms or however we do it, feel the receiving of everything that you have written down, and then, you know, and you're asking, what am I to do today? And move forward, and don't be so in a box that if something goes in a different direction that day and you can't finish that you're screaming and belly aching. Because a lot of times, you know, God knows exactly all of us. So it's like life gives us this opportunity of time sometimes. You know, it's like, I know you're not going to get it done today, so we'll put it on the list today if you get to it next week. You know, one thing that is very important for all of us to know is that life knows us. God knows us. It's very clear, okay? God knew who you were. When you were given the vision, knew who you were when you were given the calling, knew exactly what you would do, knew the mistakes that you would make. So it's not like because of your mistakes, God's mad, no, you're not going to make it. Or God's mad and it's been too long, so God must not be giving that to you. I want you to erase all that from your mind. That is not the case. It's quite the opposite. God knew exactly who you are, who you were, loves, adores you. It's all great. You were perfect for the job. Perfect for the job. So, you're good, and it's important for you to stay good and know that. What happens is a lot of times people get very, very discouraged as well, because you feel that you've lost time. You feel that you've really screwed up on a day. You know, you didn't do anything. You know, even if you were going through, you were going through depression. See, when you're going through depression, the feeling of not being accomplished or not getting it done for high achievers, it's a big deal. It's a huge deal. When you find yourself not being able to complete what you know that you otherwise could at one time, and now you're at this space in your life where you can't. You simply can't find yourself to do it. Well, you're not alone. And it's okay, because it's called this journey I describe as spiritual pregnancy. It's that journey. And I want you to be happy. I think we got the board up. We're going to take a break in just a moment. We were having some technical difficulties before, but I logged all the way out of the systems and we're all back and we're getting it started. So we're in the second half. We went a little over because we didn't think we were going to be able to get back into the studio because there were some technical difficulties, but we've got it all together. So let's see what we have here. I think we have Happy. I really want to play that. So remember what we've said. You already know what you need to pray so that you can find out exactly what your true purpose is. And I don't want to say guarantee, you know. If I say guarantee, I could say that. But I'm not going to say that. I'm just going to say and believe. You'll feel it in your heart. The knowing will come almost immediately. And if not immediately, I'd say give it 2 days. You're going to know. And then the next thing before we start our heavies on, I don't want you to take off running without the instruction. So you have to pace yourself. Stay in alignment so that you can hear what comes to you for your next steps, okay? But you'll get over that depression in that first. That is one of the ways that a lot of people are depressed, because they don't realize that they're actually on the right path in the journey, and they're thinking that they've screwed up or they've lost out, and it's not that. They're feeling out of sorts. We'll be right back. Here's Happy.
If you feel like happiness is the truth, because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you, because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Here comes bad news, talking this and that. Say you don't waste your time. Here's why. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you. Because I'm happy. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
right. That's what you want to do. Bring me down, kingdom. Bring me down, your love is true. Bring me down, kingdom. Bring me down, I said, clap along if you feel like a room without a roof. Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth. Clap along if you know what happiness is for you. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Clap along if you feel like a room without a.
Clap alone if you feel like a shot of your own. Welcome back. Yes, yes. So you are listening to the True Purpose Development Show. I'm your host, Dr. Princess Adelia. And I want to say happy holiday to you. Happy and Merry Christmas if you celebrate Christmas. And also happy Kwanzaa for those of you who would be celebrating the Kwanzaa season, and for whatever else somebody else is celebrating. Happy, happy, joy, joy. Today, we're talking about that thing called depression. This is a part one, because this is going to be a subject that we will definitely continue to talk about, and we'll talk about it in different phases. Right now, we're talking about depression as it relates to your journey to realizing your life's true purpose. I gave you a gift today, and that gift is the key to unlocking exactly what it is that you're supposed to do. You don't want to go into 2023 humming and hawing and wondering, what are we supposed to do, and why are you here, and why did this happen, and why did that happen? I really want you to understand that things happen literally for a reason. Everything that has happened in your life is on purpose. It is, regardless of whatever. It has happened for a reason. And it is up to you to understand the power of your story that will give you that breath after being in a quicksand, like a quicksand experience. That's how it was for me with depression. Wow, that's all I can say. It was like being in a quicksand and someone putting their foot on your head while you're in the quicksand and you're trying to get up to catch your breath, and it seems so hard to do so. That's what depression feels like, and it's overwhelming. So I understand, and I'm so grateful for the experience that I had. Now listen here, when we talk about turning what you have positive light, your story, change your mind, change your life. Understand that this is your life's movie. It is. Anybody who's in your life, in your circle, they're in your movie. They're playing an extra in your movie. So I want you to understand that it is all good. You're going to win in the end. You cannot not win. If you choose to take your life even, your soul's mission will still continue. I lost my mom in 2020 to cancer. And it was a long /short/long situation there. And my mom went through a very gruesome experience leaving here, as many do dealing with cancer. Then I lost her to it, and I understood things about life with my mom. My mom had made a choice that she wanted to follow the path, however God wanted her to follow it,
and she wanted to listen and follow instructions because along her journey, she felt that she failed because she was a part of a religion, and a lot of people are, that in her circle, they had to answer to the pastors and the evangelists and things of that nature, and oftentimes that word overrode whatever she was receiving in her spirit journey. I describe as spiritual pregnancy. It is important as you go to your journey to your life's fulfillment and true purpose. You have to follow the instruction from God, i.e. your intuition. You have to follow your gut. That's the only way you're going to make it through this journey. Because in this process of submission and pulling back and getting out of the circle and not being concerned with what other people are doing and how they're doing it, what's important for you is when you find out, when that comes, that knowing comes to you that we talked about earlier in the show, when that knowing comes to you, oh my God, it's so important for you to hold on to the fact of knowing that you have got to take this journey alone. Yeah, alone. And alone meaning your direction is coming from God. Your intuition is going to guide you through this whole thing. It's the only way it's going to happen. As a matter of fact, life is more likely you're going to get the knowing, and it's going to be something that you just cannot, you know you can't do it by yourself. But God will teach you all things. I believe that. I definitely believe that, and I've lived by that. So I want you to understand that some of you are feeling depression because you have lost, you've gone through some things in the path of the journey, spiritual pregnancy journey, to your fulfillment of life's true purpose. In that first period, it's going to be a requirement for you to let go. Because some of you have gone through this journey and not knowing what you were going through. A lot of you ran to the doctor and the psychiatrist, and you've been medicated. And one thing for sure, the whole medication thing, that's another thing that it's like it's an oxymoron. That the medication for the antidepressants can cause depression. I had started smoking cigars, and then I found out that cigars, the chemicals that were a part of the cigars, were influencing the situation of depression mentally. So when you think about, I want you to think about everything. Think about your journey. Stay in the lane. I stretched myself too much. I was keeping company with people that did not celebrate me, but they were tolerating me. And before I knew it, I was trying to please, when I've never been that person to try to please anybody, except I want you to be happy. But that's that. So what I want everyone here to do, it is very key for you to consider that in life. So I want for anybody who is experiencing depression, who's going through this experience of depression, I want you to know that there is light and you're on a path that has been chosen specifically for you and you're going to make it. You're literally going to make it. It's designed perfectly for you. Pray that prayer, like I said, that whatever your desire is regarding my life, let it become strongly my desire, and so shall my plans be established and succeed. And so it is. Then take one day at a time, write your, get your notebook out. Some of you are getting, you're being awakened at 4 in the morning, 3, 4 in the morning. Yes, 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 that's the time, okay? It's an angelic time. Have your paper and say, what am I to do today? And write it down. Don't assume, I don't care if it comes to you that you're going to be a teacher, you're going to be a speaker. Don't say, oh, my God, well, all right, well, then Beth was a speaker. Let me call her and see what she did because she went to school to do this, that, and the third, so I'm going to talk to her and get my instructions from her. No. It's a very private, alone process. And it's the time that you don't worry. That was the QOD for the second half. When is it important to not care? And this is the time it's important to not care what anybody else thinks of you. It's not, because you've got to stay in your lane. And go where you're called to go, yes, but stay in your lane. It's Christmas, guys. It's almost time. We're going to listen to that jingle again with Ronnie McNair and yours truly, Moira, the Christmas song. And I want you guys to enjoy it. And we're going to be getting out of here shortly. But enjoy this on the way out.
That's rusty on your old side. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. You've tied Jack, it's a fine wire. Folks dressed up just like Eskimos. Everybody else.
A turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Yeah, yeah. Tight, tight. With their eyes on the floor. We'll find it hard to sleep tonight.
They know that Santa is on his way. He will take lots of toys and gifts on his sleigh.
And every mother's child is gone by to see if rain is really snow, hot fly.
And so
Merry Christmas.
90 seconds.
Trust that you all have had a fabulous, fabulous Christmas day. And I trust that you are inspired in some way tonight for us to understand that
10 seconds.
It's all on purpose. You've got this. I'd love to hear from you, to know that some of you and I want you to feel it every day. You've got to go to your vision and feel it every day. And when you get that knowing inside of you, I want you to take it slow. Stay in alignment. Meditation is a great way to do so. And I want you to stay tuned. Because we'll be back next year, and I'm telling you, it's going to be an absolutely awesome, awesome year here on the True Purpose Development Show and on BG Radio. Thanks to the J. King Network, and also to BG Radio. I want you to visit me online at bountifulgroup.com. Don't forget social media, Facebook, Twitter, and also I'm on TikTok. Every time I hear about TikTok, I think about Nancy Pelosi when she said that 2 years ago. So, boy, TikTok, TikTok. Well, guys, time is ticking, and you know what? This year, it's your turn. I want you to, unless you're looking for guided meditation, just real quick, I want you to check out Dr. Joe Dispenza, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. It's a guided meditation. I want you to check that out. Because I know with all the noise going on in the background, a lot of times it's very hard to be still and don't listen, don't think about anything, okay? But that's what we want you to do, to come to just not suppression, but submission to your life's call. And if you didn't listen to the show from the beginning, go ahead and check it out from the beginning. And I gave you your gift today, and I hope you share it with someone else. Your time. And yes, you've got this transformation. It is so. I love every last one of you. Enjoy the rest of your Christmas evening. Thank you for listening, everyone.
If you feel like that's what you want to do, clap along if you feel like happiness is a soup.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you know what happiness is to you.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do. Bring me down, kingdom. Bring me down to love of you. Bring me down, kingdom. Bring me down, I said, happiness is you, hey. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like a room without a roof.
Because I'm happy.
Clap along if you feel like happiness is the truth.
Because
happy to give you a hey. Clap along if you feel like that's what you want to do.